When Daniel finally makes that leap to look for one full-time job, he may find he has more competition than expected. As retirement accounts are dwindling, many older Americans are rejoining the workforce. Arizona Public Radio's Jillian Ferris-Cole brings us this story about a special job fair in the town of Sedona, where nearly a quarter of the population is 65 years or older.
Today's job fair is at a community college, but there are no young students here, no one plugged into iPods or listening to loud music as they pull into the jammed parking lot. Instead, many of the cars have handicapped license plates, and the drivers, mostly gray-haired, are using a shuttle van to go the 50 yards from parking lot to job fair entrance. 84-year-old Bob Schuster is one of them. Why is he here?
If I could find something to do, maybe once or twice a week, I don't know what's available.
When he retired in 1981, Schuster thought he had enough money to last. But he says that plan was based on the cost of living 50 years ago and did not take into account the possibility of recession or a Wall Street meltdown.
I'm sure there are a lot of folks in Sedona who thought they had enough money for their retirement, but the prices have gone up so that they find that they don't.
Of course, the same thing is happening nationwide, but Sedona is a little ahead of the curve. That's according to Dennis Garvey, who studies the mature workforce here at Yavapai College.
We're in a unique demographic area up here. 12% of the population in the country is over 65, 13.4% in Arizona, and 22% in Yavapai County. We are the future of an aging society, a potential laboratory for services and programs for that population.
Garvey says the economy and increased longevity are completely changing the face of retirement.
It used to be back in the 30s when you retired, you'd spend 4 or 5 years in retirement. And that allowed us to sculpt the notion of recreation and leisure. I'm going to golf and then I'm going to die. But now you're living 10, 20, maybe 30 years longer.
Though this back-to-work trend has been going on for a while now, the current economic turmoil is accelerating it. In the last few months, in fact, the most dramatic spike among retired people returning to work is those 75 and older. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. At the job fair in Sedona, health issues are a major concern for participants in a morning workshop.
What are some of the issues that you have been running into as you've either been looking for a job or looking to change jobs? Yes?
Physical disabilities.
Okay, physical disabilities.
Many wonder how they'll physically manage the demands of a new job. 69-year-old Barbara Mayer is here looking for part-time work. Mayer, a former journalist, walks with a slight limp and uses handrails to get down a short flight of stairs. She says her biggest fear about going back to work is long hours.
Do I want to stand on my feet for 8 hours a day for $10 an hour? No, but I need, extra money. It's a difficult economy.
Among Mayer's choices for potential employers today are a high-end limousine service.
We're looking for drivers, and we're looking for people who are self-starters, who are people who can converse with high-end clients.
And a home-based cosmetic sales company.
What's really great about is having your own business versus a job is, you determine basically your income. It's your own business.
57-year-old Mari Riches hopes to land a job in public relations, but says she'll probably take the first best job that comes along. After retiring early several years ago to care for family members, Riches says she only has about a month's worth of savings in the bank.
Can't live on Social Security. That's just not feasible. So I probably will work until I leave this planet,
Riches, and many others here, seem calmly resigned to the fact that they may retire years later than expected, or never, and they may be at the forefront of a new era of retirement, one that's filled not with leisure, travel, and volunteering, but with many more years spent in the workforce. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole.